Look at me, boy. Am I pretty? Yes. I think you're very pretty. Am I rude to you? Not as much as last time. She hit my face as hard as she could. Now, you coarse little boy. What do you think of me? I won't tell you. Why don't you cry again, you fool? Because I'll never cry for you again, I said, which was a very false promise, because I was crying inside at the time, and only I know how much I cried for her later. On our way upstairs, we met a gentleman coming down in the dark. He was a large, heavy man, with a very dark skin, sharp eyes, and a huge head, almost bald on the top. His hands smelt strongly of perfumed soap. I didn't know then how important he would be later on in my life. "Who's this?" he asked Estella, stopping to look at me. "A local boy. Miss Havisham sent for him," she replied. "Well, in my experience, most boys are bad," he said to me. "Behave yourself." He bit the side of his large finger as he frowned at me, and then continued downstairs. This time, Miss Havisham was in another room, which I had not seen before. All the furniture was covered in dust. In the candlelight, I could see a long table, in the middle of which was a large yellow shape, with hundreds of insects feeding off it.